All right, here we are, another episode, another day. Forgive me if I sound a little tired today. Just came back from my little vacation. I guess I have time to tell the story, but I don't want to tell it, man. I'm just trying to relax. I'm trying to relax from relaxing. And it's really just a testament to how unhealthy I am. We're all wiped out. We're all tired, but you know, life goes on. The whole weekend was just relaxation. Really, it's that goddamn hill we have to climb every time we want to go inside. It's quite a workout, and you'd think I'd learn my lesson before and just, you know, start running or hiking, just so that it's not a pain in the ass. But I mean, there it is. You know, I'm just you get just as tired, and I guess the swimming around too kind of, you know, wears you out too, I guess. I don't know. Anywho, you don't want to hear about that. Damn it. So I was really super hot earlier. I was inside in the garage, and all the car heat from all the cars, you know, they make up all that heat, and it's just, it's like being in a fucking oven. I'm sorry, I sound like a fucking dunce, man. Let me wipe my brow. Oh, boy. But, you know, I was either take a nap or record my show, man, and I want to just record more shows. I have another drink. I have an actual drink today to try out, because they were on sale for 69 cents for the 12-ounce cans, and I'm really curious about what this one tastes like. If you've seen the title of the episode, you already know what it is. It's the good people at Ugly. Ugly sparkling water. The flavor, of course, is Dr. Ugly. You know how every brand of soda, you know, they have that one flavor that goes to doctor school and gets a PhD, and you know, you have to learn all 23 disciplines, all 23 flavors, and you can never live up to Dr. Pepper. I mean, he's just, if anyone knows me, they know that Dr. Pepper flows through my veins. It's my thing. It's what I drink. It's like, hey, you need a bottle of water? No. Do you have a Dr. Pepper? I'll just drink it, you know? Not all the time. I'll admit, there is a such thing as too much Dr. Pepper. And I know that's sacrilege, but sometimes it's just too much. Which reminds me, I ran out of my 12-pack. I need to grab another 12-pack for my house. It always feels good, man. You have your favorite drink, in my case, a Dr. Pepper, and having a 12-pack at home, just in the fridge, ready to go. Just 12 cold cans of Dr. Pepper. And I like the cans. I prefer the cans to the bottles. For Dr. Pepper, at least. It's a little different with, like, beers or, I don't know, tea. But we're talking about Dr. Pepper, and I think the cans, it just has a crisper taste. I don't know. Same with Coke. Something about a plastic bottle just really just takes out the fun. I don't know what it is. Unless it's really ice cold. Maybe the plastic bottles just they just don't keep that heat in there. The cold. So maybe that's what it is. Alright, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm gonna open up this can and drink it and hurry up and do this episode, because I think I might pass out, man. I'm seriously tired. I'm having a real hard time keeping my eyes open. This is intense. You're probably wondering, what did you do at this lake? It was so intense, and it took out all your soul and all your energy. And I told you, man, just a lot of stepping, man, a lot of steps. It's like on top of a... Ooh, it might as well be a mountain. It's a... Whew. I don't know. Gotta talk about it with someone. I just can't describe it myself. It's just weird. I've been thinking a lot about who I want to get. I have a few ideas of people I want to talk to. And let me open this up, man, before I keep going off on tangents. This is Dr. Ugly by the good people of Ugly. They're a sparkling water company. And the fruit punch is all right. The Ugly, I think it's Mountain Ugly, their version of Mountain Dew. That one's okay. I never finished the can. It's always weird. And I guess this is comparable to your Zevia and your, you know, no sugar type of drinks. But this is more watery than those. But then again, I've poured Dr. Zevia into like the sink because it's old and I never finished a can. And that shit's white too. It's like clear. So that might as well be sparkling water. Like, what's the difference between sparkling water and soda water, you know? These are philosophical questions here on the My Balls Itch podcast that we like to ask. Oh, boy. I can't even keep my mouth closed. I'm just so lazy and my mouth just stays agape. That's kind of weird. All right, I'm going to hurry up and drink this. It's supposed to be an energy drink, I think. Is it? Hold on. Oh, maybe not. Maybe I fucked myself. It says no sodium, no calories, no caffeine, no sugar, no sweeteners. Just zero all across the board, man. And it's vegan, so damn. Well, whatever. 69 cents. Let's go ahead and try it out. Oh, wait, hold up. Okay. I taste the doctor. I taste the doctor knocking on the door. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Maybe it's good it's not an energy water, because they do have an energy water that's fruit punch flavor. That's the one I've had before. And, you know, they always throw in that the energy stuff. I don't know what they do, but it just has a weird aftertaste, or it just hits the throat or something. I don't know. Like, you need a Tums. Gives you a weird heartburn. But this stuff, it's smooth. It's got a nice flavor. It's not completely watery, but it's still watery enough to be like, oh, it's a sparkling water. I could drink this on a beach or something. I have to apologize. I have to keep apologizing, guys. I wish I could tell you, I have 30 minutes, so I'm just tired. I'm not going to pretend like these other YouTubers and podcasters who are like, I work hard. You don't know how much time and effort I put into my podcast, but I do it for the people. I'm not making money off of this shit, you know? This is just me being bored. This is just me doing it out of the kindness of my heart. So don't expect me to bend over backwards for you. No offense. No disrespect. I'm just not going to, you know, get plenty of sleep just so I can do this. That's just how it is. And I know. I could work harder. I could actually give a shit. Put effort into my podcast. Make it good. Make it solid. Get some great guests. Get my shit together. Get some good, you know, equipment to record off of. And just really just go for it. But I'm not a good speaker. I'm shy. My basic plan is to just get people who love to talk, and I just want to listen to them, and the less work for me, the better. I don't care if you're just a chatterbox and you just go on forever. I'm not going to stop you. You want to come on my show and just go on a riff, a tangent. You want to say the N-word. Do whatever you want to do. Okay, don't say the N-word, but if you're going to say the N-word, I'm not going to get mad. I might bleep it out. I don't know. Depends on who it is, I guess. Who's listening. I mean, at this point, no one's listening. I could say the N-word, and what would happen? I get fired from work? Probably, yeah. All right, I'm going to take a few more drinks, because, I'm going to see. The key is to drink more of these drinks, like this soda water, sparkling water, and if I could drink the whole can, then it's usually like, hey, it's good. You might buy more. Because god damn it, I drink way too much soda. I keep circling back to the too much soda. And that's probably one of the reasons why I'm so fucking beat right now. And I can't handle going on vacation and getting so goddamn tired for climbing a few steps. It's crazy. Anyway, here we go. What? All right, it's chuggable, it's drinkable. I'm taking some gulps right now, and I'm trying to compare it to Dr. Zevia, I don't want to, but as a official drink connoisseur, commentator, if you will, I gotta compare it to fucking, you know, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb. Those are sodas. That is just sugar, like, bam, bam, thank you, ma'am, you know. Oh, it made me burp, so that's good. No, it's a sparkling water, and so I look at sparkling waters a little differently. You have to. You gotta say, okay, is it refreshing? Does it have a goofy flavor? Can you just drink it and it's refreshing and it's not going to be like, oh man, it's really making me burp. This might be the key to, you eat a greasy meal and you got gas or whatever, you got a burp, but you don't want to drink a Big Red or a Coke. Or if you're me, you're always eating fried chicken right before karaoke and you try to sing a song and it's like your stomach hurts, your little tummy hurts for like the rest of the night, and you're like, no, what did I do wrong in life? Fuck. Oh no, they want me to sing Mr. Roboto, but I don't think I can. And then it's like, I drink, you know, a few beers, two or three, you know, and then after the third, you know, there's enough gas in the beers, and I'm able to burp everything out, and so I feel a little bit better. But right before that, you know, it's just that you feel like you're gonna die, you know, you feel like you're just like really sick. Like last time, I started sweating. I thought I was catching some fucking Delta variants and shit. I got really worried, and you know, I'm in the middle of the fucking bar, and I'm really worried about me and the people around me. I'm like, fuck, man. But no, it's just gas. Gotta make yourself burp, guys. You gotta just really find something bubbly. I guess even a seltzer works. Now, if I get an alcoholic seltzer, those things, they're not always that good. You know, it was heartbreaking. I had a lemon-lime Topo Chico seltzer. It was when we were getting ready. We were packing up at the lake. And our good buddy Eddie, Mr. Boat Owner Eddie, he still had his ice chest in his boat, and it was full of Topo Chicos and seltzers and White Claws. He likes to get white girl wasted. Don't judge him, alright? He's a cool guy. I like white girls, you know? I take it as a compliment. Anyway. Yeah, I was drinking the lemon-lime Topo Chico alcoholic seltzer. Which, it's really good. It's a good seltzer. Am I saying it right? It's a seltzer, right? Alcoholic something, something. But for whatever reason, and maybe because I was drinking a coffee at the same time, it just wasn't hitting right. I get ADHD, Am I saying that right? ADHD or ADD? What the fuck is ADHD? Attention. Where's the H come from? No, oh my god. Is it ADD or ADHD? It's attention deficit disorder, and then there's the H. Oh, god damn it. I'm fucking retarded, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm losing my mind. We're still recording? You know what? I'm gonna look it up. Fuck it. Google Alan's back. Just give me a second. Let's see, ADHD. Wait. Oh. Okay, so it's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So I definitely don't have that. I don't get any hyperactivity. But ADD symptoms. No, not ADHD, man. I just want ADD. What are three symptoms of ADD? Inattention. Forget it. Who am I to, put a... Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong one. Hold on. I'm trying to go back to the recording. Okay. Who am I to, what do you call it when you tell someone that there's something... Jesus, truck, you're ruining the whole bit. Dude, he parks right next to me. I'm trying to record a podcast in a very lazy manner. Yeah, that's right. Keep going. Jesus. I can't even think of the term. It's like, hey, you have a... bipolar disorder. You're like, no, you're not an official doctor. You can't tell me that I'm that. I sound so fucking stupid right now. This is terrible. I'm sorry bringing you guys into this, man. I'm like having a breakdown, man. I don't even know why I brought up ADD in the first place. Is it because of the coffee and the seltzer? Yeah, I made coffee this morning, made a whole entire big-ass pot, because everyone wanted coffee, and I made a cup of Joe, made a cup of coffee, and then I'm drinking some, and I go down to the dock, and he's got White Claws and Topo Chico's in his boat. I grab one, because it seemed like a good idea, and I'm drinking that. I get back up to the house. I'm like, oh, my coffee, there it is. I start drinking the coffee. Oh, I'm hungry, there's chicken wings left. I start making chicken wings. I'm heating up in the microwave. Oh, my floaty. My flotation device. I start taking the air out. Halfway through that, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm making wings. I should probably eat the wings first. They're in the microwave. I don't want to burn them. So in the middle of deflating my shit, I go and get the wings. And then I'm like, wait a minute. My coffee, where'd it go? And it's like that all the time, man. It's not too bad. It was just like an extreme version of that happened this morning. Maybe my mind ain't straight, man. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. Fucking shroom tea. So, yeah, if you listen to the last episode or two, yeah, I said I was going to take some shroom tea. And I did. And it was okay. I'll tell you what, though. And I know people go about this in different directions, for different reasons. I didn't eat anything all day except for a few chips every now and again, you know, like an open bag of tortilla chips. You're just dipping them into some salsa. I had maybe like 10 chips total throughout the day. And it was about time, you know, this dude comes over. He makes a big pot of tea with the little shroomies inside. And I'm thinking, all right, what's the worst that can happen? Last time it was chill. I'm looking at a laser light show in the sky with some stars and shit. I see a giant eyeball. That was pretty tight. And you close your eyes and you see, like, different little patterns that you see at fucking Planet K or whatever. It was pretty nice. I figured, okay, that was cool. Didn't hit me as hard, though, last time. And they said, well, here, drink this shroom tea. And it'll hit you so hard. And then we'll just hit the ground running and we'll have fun. So I did that. And, of course, it takes a while, like 30 minutes or whatever, so I'm just kind of standing around. And the tea tasted really good. It was like a blueberry, peppermint, whatever the fuck. And so, I get one little cup, and I get another cup, like, maybe fill it up to a third. And I'm sipping on that. Like, all right, cool, it's going to hit me extra. And boy, oh boy, I'm sitting down at the fire. And the smoke coming out of the fire, everything was kind of annoying me, really. Not only was the sensation hitting my body, I was so fucking starving and hungry. I couldn't concentrate on anything. I was too tied down, tethered to my physical body, you know, with the, you know, sitting on the rocks. I was sitting on my fold-out chair, but it was on the rocks. And I'm trying to find a nice spot. There's smoke coming out the fire, forming this twerking, TikTok-looking chick, trying to show me her booty. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. You're in the way. I can't see the stars. And then I move, and then I'm trying to sit there next to the bushes, and I'm still trying to concentrate, and I'm just starving hungry, man. I just really wanted, like, a cheeseburger or something. And I'm trying to concentrate. And I got these intergalactic fucking extraterrestrial bitches nagging me. These alien chicks. They look like the chicks out of what's that movie where the kid's mom goes to Mars and all the aliens have big butts? It was like that. And you would think, Alan, you're tripping on shrooms. You should have you should have invited these hot Martian women. Didn't talk to them and maybe, you know, but no, they were being annoying, man. I don't know, for whatever reason, I just wasn't about it. And I kept trying to shoo them away. Like, I don't want to deal with this right now. They're trying to show me some star charts. They're trying to show me the fucking galaxy. I'm like, no, hold on, man. Just leave me alone. Hold on. I'm hungry. Do you have any food? Do you have any fried chicken or something? So I'm sitting there, and by that time, I'm still trying to look at the stars. I'm still trying to look at shit. It wasn't working out, man. I don't know. I couldn't do it. In hindsight, I should have just went straight to the dock like last time, laid down on the wood planks, looked up at the sky, and just fucking, like, just stayed the fuck there. Instead, I wanted to go back inside, see how Adam was doing, see how everyone else was doing. I get inside, I was gonna grab some food. Trying to eat this fish taco, I was chewing it, couldn't swallow it for the life of me. Just finally swallowed it. It was really dry. I guess I couldn't salivate correctly. My mouth wasn't working. It was really strange. But we went to the living room. We listened to some chill music. It's pretty cool when you know a bunch of musicians. You know they're gonna try to show you their stuff. And they're really talented. And they're showing me their music. And I was vibing. Then we started watching our YouTube videos. Mostly Adam's videos. With our video game shit. And that was that. I came back. I had some chips. And I was like, all right, Alan, just pour a little cup of whiskey and just get back to normalcy, man. And that's what I did. You know, I just said, hey, you know what? I'm good. Let me just drink, man. And I did. And we were all cracking jokes. And everything after that was real peachy. But that was my trip, though. That was, this didn't turn me off. I plan on going back, man. James Bond will return in the next movie. I just, long story short, fuck not eating, alright? I'm gonna eat a burger. I'm gonna eat something, even if it's a little... I don't eat that much. Get me a fucking Wendy's 4 for $4. I'm gonna eat that, like, 5 or 6 hours, whatever, so that I'm not fucking starving. My body was running on E. And that's all it was, really, if I had to point any fingers. That motherfucker's telling me, don't eat. Don't eat. But then later on, after the fact, they're telling me, and I remember hearing this from, like, Joe Rogan or some shit, is that if you eat something, part of the process of tripping balls is you gotta purge, quote-unquote, and vomit everything out. And that's what happens usually. But it's not like I was really, like, drinking that much tea. I just had a cup. I fucking tipped the other cup over and spilling it onto the ground. Pretty much wasting a third of a cup, which I'm sorry, guys, but I just had to. Baby steps, though. I'm just trying to find alternatives, you know, to doing things. But yeah, I met some aliens. You know, in hindsight, it was pretty cool. They were hot. They were just trying to help me out. I really do feel bad if they were real aliens trying to help me out. Maybe they really were trying to invite me on their spaceship or something. And for that, I apologize. If you're listening, hot alien chicks. I was just really hungry, man. I'm sorry. And maybe get a better chair. I've been sitting on this chair for a while. It's my little gaming chair. It's got a little cup holder. But I don't know. I just... too many people around, too. All kinds of shit, just kind of... I couldn't concentrate. I'm just... Anyway, enough of that. Thanks for listening. The Dr. Ugly drink is pretty cool. I'm going to keep drinking it. Hold up. At first we thought it had a cool. Taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable. Alright, so that was my episode. You heard about Dr. Ugly. You heard about my shroom tea experience. Will I drink shroom tea again if offered? Let me eat something. I swear to God, I swear to anything that you believe in, I just want to eat something. I'm not looking to find fucking the Muhammad and the fucking Krishna or whatever. I just want to enjoy some cool colors, you know, and then have, you know, and giggle, crack jokes later. I guess I don't take it too seriously. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at. I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm not trying to hallucinate. And one day I will, within reason. Maybe I'll go on a crazy trip with someone, you know, like a lover or something, and it'll be pretty crazy. But I'm trying to close my sunroof. Oh, you fucking asshole. Hold on. Okay, yeah.
I'm leaving.
Okay, I'm leaving too. Alright, guys, thanks for listening. And remember, don't forget to pay your bills, because if you don't, your roommates are going to hate you. Bye.